As expected, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar today signed off on a five-year plan for federal offshore oil and gas leasing that includes more sales off the shores of Alaska, despite heavy pressure by environmental groups who have been campaigning against any more sales in the Arctic Ocean. APRN Steve Heimel tells us more.
Secretary Salazar, just back from an oil ministers' gathering in Norway, said all the Arctic nations are planning to step up energy exploration off their northern shores. Norway has announced plans for lease sales next year. Salazar and Bureau of Ocean Energy Management head Tommy Boudreau did make some changes in the draft plan they released last November. Sales in the Chukchi Sea and Cook Inlet are still scheduled for 2016, but a sale in the Beaufort Sea was moved back 2 years from 2015 to 2017. Boudreau said the area needs more study, and the additional time will be used for what he called targeting the sales. At a news conference today, he pointed to a map that showed where the oil is thought to be and also where subsistence activities take place.
You can see from the Beaufort map, there's a lot of overlap between where the hydrocarbon potential is and where the environmentally sensitive areas and subsistence use areas are. And so we want to give ourselves enough time to have a very rigorous process towards defining what areas may be appropriate in the Beaufort for targeted leasing.
The official said they were looking at imposing restrictions on lease tracts where there could be conflicts, but also at simply removing them from the sale. That's what they decided to do for an area directly north of Barrow, for instance. Along with targeting, the other word they were using was deconflict. Salazar says research on subsistence use and wildlife habitat has intensified, and they're building up information that will be used to shape the sale areas.
But we want to make sure that the lease sales are being held in those areas where we have deconflicted the uses before those leases are offered.
So far, there has only been one lease sale in the Chukchi Sea. In 2008, the vast swath of it was made available, and the industry put down a record $2.6 billion for the right to explore there. Scientists soon learned that wildlife are heavily dependent on some of the areas that were leased, particularly in the northern end at Hannah Shoal, the last place where sea ice melts off in the summer. Boudreau said the next time they'll know better, as they design the sale scheduled for 2016.
We have ongoing studies with respect to the Hannah Shoal area. Those studies will inform decision-making about the configuration of any targeted lease sale in the Chukchi.
The lease sale schedule is far more than what environmental groups wanted, and they quickly fired off press releases accusing the Obama administration of selling leases too close to the habitat of endangered species, such as the polar bear, walrus, and a number of different kinds of birds. The five-year plan includes one sale in Cook Inlet, where an earlier sale drew no bids at all. But Boudreau said the industry is more interested now. But the inlet has endangered species as well, and he said the Bureau will have to take that into account.
There may be additional mitigation to address endangered species like the beluga there, but we have to do the analysis and let the analysis be our guide on that.
The bulk of the plan's 15 lease sales are in the Gulf of Mexico, which is now the source of one quarter of the nation's domestic production. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.